views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And as I said before, these FEMA regions will be quite apparent to you all. Now you will know why I say FEMA region number 6, because that is going to be as significant and as identifiable as the different states that you were so-called born in or reside in. That is how prevalent this all situation is going to be going forward. So, and we were the first to, no, we weren't the first, but we've been doing that for a very, very long time, as identifying where we are. And we are coming to you live from FEMA region number 6 on this Monday, September the 11th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. Today's show is The Empire Strikes Again, and many haven't noticed the collapse accomplished. The collapse is accomplished, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be talking about that today. So definitely want you to be a part of that. But before we get into today's show, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by simply going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradio.com, and check out the website. And on the website, you will see the donation prompt that's on the homepage that you can give some of your financial energy for this network to continue to grow and do what it's been doing. And you are going to, and we are going to need this network like never before going forward for so many things, for our collective prudence, where we all come together, because that's where the all solutions should lie, for our overall benefit, for our leverage, and for our prosperity. This will be one of the hubs that we should be using for to facilitate that direction and that energy. So make sure that Black Talk Radio Network is here. Give some of your financial energy. Give some cash to it so that it can facilitate all of its requirements, so that it can be here for you to continue to eat from the truth tree that it's been bearing for you all. So we always need, I always say, it's so important to feed the roots, not just eat the fruit. Very, very important to me. So you can also support the network by going to, being a part of, or being a member of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for your overall benefit, so that you can engage in your social media activities in a more holistic way without being adversely affected from the mainstream, lamestream agenda. And who can trust? You can't trust these outlets. You didn't create them. Don't know what the overall creators, what their intentions are. Black Talk Radio Network, you've had a relationship with, and there's a vested interest that you all have in Black Talk Radio Network. Facebook has no, Fedbook has no vested interest in you. It just uses and leverages you. It sells your identity to bidders. It allows data mining for anyone to look at what it is and to draw and have a conclusion of who you are and make determinations from that. Many of us think that just because you don't pay a fee for Fedbook that it is free. Nowhere near, never has been. It is not the case. So make sure you come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year. You can be a part of the membership and you can post things about yourself, your business, or things that you think need to be highlighted, have more public exposure, things that people should be aware of. You can do that in a more holistic way here at BTR Community. You can find it at www.btrcommunity or once again on Black Talk Radio Network's homepage. Just go down and you'll see the capital B on the black background. Hit that and then that will prompt you into going into becoming a member for only $24 a year. Okay, so also a couple of other things. We just real quickly, everyone, please continue to support my man Michael Emmanuel. He has a GoFundMe campaign, and that GoFundMe campaign is www.gofundme.com/5p. Excuse me. No. I messed up. Let me make this right. It is www.gofundme.com/samunionyankee5p/3500. Michael Emmanuel is recovering from germ cell cancer that he had treatment for earlier this summer. And then we want him to be able to stay in remission and to detoxify his body from the overall chemotherapy. And you could do that by helping out, give whatever it is you can so that the family can get some of the nutrients necessary. Those nutrients that the family is going to be giving this week, I think is, I'm going to try to do it Thursday. Have one of the representatives and introduce you all to these trace minerals that are just phenomenal. I'm going to try to call Jada and Will just to give you a report of how Michael Emmanuel has been doing with some of those trace minerals. So they're not cheap, but they're not expensive because of what they do. And so just so you all know. And definitely you could also develop a business out of it as well. Okay, so support my man, Michael Emmanuel. Next we have, if you would like to save as a king or queen in gold, or to save as a lady and a gentleman in silver, and not to save as a slave in debt, you can do that by going to prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there, then email info@prosperitymint.com. If you've never bought precious metals before, or even if you have, you need to you need to email with a name and a number so someone can reach out to you and tell you how to do this. Very, very, very important. It's really email a number that someone can call you to explain when's a good time to call you to explain it. It's for your benefit. It's not a sales tactic. It's for your benefit, okay? So definitely do that. And, you know, I always say that the wage of a king and a queen is gold, the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver, and the wage of a slave is debt. Do not allow that to be a part of your overall savings plan, debt, because then that's when you lose leverage completely. So go on over to Prosperity Mint, check it out, then email info@prosperitymint.com. Next one is there's going to be a Structuring Your Family Legacy seminar in here in Dallas, and it's going to be put on by Legacy Management Group. And they're going to be talking about trust and foundations. I will actually have a presentation that's going to be phenomenal and great information, stuff that I can't say here on the radio. I will be divulging to individuals at that seminar. The seminar for one ticket is $350. Two tickets are for you and someone else that you would like to bring as a guest would be $500. And it is more than worth it. You will be learning in things that you may not have known. I'm pretty sure that you didn't. There's different opportunities you need to be finding out. We need to be in trust and foundation. The overall benefits of it is so, so important. Definitely you need to be doing, we need to be positioning ourselves with control and not ownership. Okay, you can do that with us. You can you can connect with Legacy Management Group. I posted it there inside of Tando Radio Show's page in BTR Community. It's coming up September the 23rd and 24th. My presentation will be on the first day on September the 23rd. Okay, so definitely want to do that. If you would like to gain some of the things that we've been gaining, I've been gaining, did very well, and with the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with us by going to ourcryptocurrencies.com, ourcryptocurrency.com, or if you are in BTR Community, just check out Tando Radio Show page, and you'll see the prompting or the posting for Trade Coin Club sign up. Hit that, and then that will get you there. And tonight, we will have, for those of you that are in Trade Coin, we missed a couple of them, we will have a call 10 minutes after the show goes off. Meet us there. Just get some information to you all, and we'll get moving definitely. So definitely want to do that. All right, so let's get into, what am I forgetting? Think I'm forgetting something. No, I think I got it all. All right, so let's get into what's in the news. And once again, today's show is, let me pull this up really quickly. Bear with me. Today's show is The Empire Strikes Again, and many haven't noticed. Collapse accomplished, meaning many people haven't noticed, and now the collapse is accomplished. So definitely want to do that. And then just came out today, but we've known it for a while, the overall U.S. debt is over $20 trillion, and it picked up $318 billion in the past 3 days. That is going to be like someone dropped a penny on the floor compared to what is going to be coming out in the near future. A lot going on. We're going to jump into some of that. So let's jump into what's in the news. We're going to play a couple of videos, too, very short ones. There was another CME and some earthquake threats that we're going to definitely get you all. There was another X flare, but it was an X flare 8 that was, thank goodness, it wasn't completely earth directing, but we'll take a look at some of that so you can see. I think I posted it, or I may have missed it. Let me see if I posted that one, but it's two of them. No, I did. Don't worry about it. I played them anyhow. But I know I thought I did. No, I didn't. All right. Yep, I did. I did. So there's a couple of them I want to play so that you'll know what's going on and what's up. So, all right. So we'll get to that. A lot going on, more CMEs coming this way, and it's going to cause for earthquakes and other things that could go. And it's going to definitely, I could see some major earthquake coming because it's just too much pressure that's squeezing on the earth. If it's naturally caused, these CMEs, or it could be actually created by man's hand as well. Never, ever put it past them. So those are the two that's posted there. Next article, I posted this from Peak Prosperity. And this one says, who's going to eat the losses? We will definitely take a look at that one. That is going to be a monster one for today's show. Next one, we posted that 10 hours ago this morning. So very, very important. Next one comes from Veterans Today, Criminal Federal Reserve. And it says, the hurricane of our lives, America goes broke and nobody seems to care. Check out that. And that's so true. Check out that article, and it's going to be a part of today's show. Next, also, I got this one from the South China Morning Post. Yuan weakens as central bank takes wind out of currency sales. Check out that article. China knows exactly what they're doing, setting everything up. Next article, got this one from Bloomberg. Irma weakens to tropical storm as Florida damage forecast is cut. But I would say, hold up. Wait a minute. Not finished yet. It's a lot that's going to be going on with more storms, possibly, hopefully not coming, but it's still in, possibly could happen. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the LA Times. Desperation mounts in Caribbean islands. All food is gone. check out that article. Next article, this one comes from, I got this one from Mail Online. It's a British publication. 10,000 people in Florida have no water or food after Armageddon. So check out, and this is all developing. I haven't been able to keep up with some of the stuff for today, but check out that. And this one, I know Roz, my man Roz, would appreciate this one. This one comes from Natural, they got this one from Natural News. 175 U.S. patents prove geoengineering and weather control technology are real. See the list here. So check out that article. Next one, I posted this one from YouTube, and it says the ocean is gone. Check out that video from earlier this weekend. That was there. Next article, this one comes from Reuters, and it says South Korea braces for possible new missile test to mark North Founders Day. And so check out that. Founders Day is very, very important. And also part of this is that China has made the U.S., put U.S. on notice. Check this out, U.S., and they said this last month and earlier this summer. Check out, U.S., if North Korea attacks you, we won't do anything. We won't stop you from defending yourself, but from North Korea. But if you attack North Korea preemptively, we will stop you. Man, stop to turn ugly. And this means this is that the U.S. has completely lost its overall position. So check out that article. Next article from NBC News. Trump administration's prepping aggressive options for North Korea. Check out that. That comes from nothing but criminal news, NBC News. Next article, this one comes from Sputnik News, and I said shaking my head. Elon Musk says robots will trigger World War III, but expert says not on their own. One of the things about Elon Musk is that you can't, in my opinion, is cannot be trusted at all. These are celebrity figureheads, completely about what's really going on. And the overall technologies and capabilities of things are far, far more advanced than what has been shown to us, the everyday common people. It's far, far more. But one of the things is that we can never have faith in anything that this system puts together. But they tell us what they're going to do way before. Learn the language. I think that's always the best way. But check out that article as well. Next article I got from Global Times. North Korea crisis. An excuse for U.S. militarization. This came from the Global Times. And the Global Times is one of the official syndicates of the Chinese government. And it says the current nuclear crisis in the Korean Peninsula has provided an excuse for the U.S. to further militarize the region, which is not going to go over well with China and with Russia at all. So this thing is going to come to a head, and the U.S. will be sent back with half of a tail. The rest of the body chopped off, and they're going to send back the half of the tail back to the continental U.S. So check out that article. And next one, I got this one from, this comes from MKRU, and you need to right-click this for English. Very, very important. I meant to fix this. I meant to tell you to right-click it for English. And I just, my commentary is that this is huge, and we will definitely be taking a look at this week, probably on Financial Fridays. And it is a Russian publication. And as soon as I get this to, and what's so huge about this is that Russia has forgiven Venezuela's debt. Russia has forgiven Venezuela's debt. And I said this is a huge story because this is about what is going to be happening, but no one will forgive the U.S.'s debt. And so check out this article. Let me right-click it really quickly. So just read you the headline of it all. Why is this so important, ladies and gentlemen? This is the complete setup of the demise of your standard of living in your what you've been accustomed to, standard of living, quality of life. And it's definitely going to, if I can get this to go to English, one second. Let me try this one more time. Hopefully it'll give me a translate. You got to right-click it to do it. some reason it won't do it for me. Okay. But this one basically says, and since it's not going to English, maybe I got to wait a second. Maybe I'll try it now. Let's see. Give me the English version, please. All right. So in this article, it just basically says that Russia is going to be forgiven Venezuela's debt. Why would Russia forgive Venezuela's debt? Because Venezuela has oil, a gang of oil, and is going to be a part of the overall conglomerate of asset control going forward, and is going to be instrumental in destroying the great Satan known as the United States of America. So they're going to get preferential treatment. And part of that preferential treatment, part of that preferential treatment is his debt is going to be forgiven. Why will his debt be forgiven? Because his debt means nothing. They have assets to collateralize that debt. They're just going to tell Venezuela to put up some oil as collateral. Oh, we got plenty of that. Done deal. This is how things are going to be working in the future. And you better get hip to that now. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant or anything else. I'm just telling you what's real. You better get hip to these things right now and what these really, really mean. Because if you wait too late, what's going to happen is that you'll be living off of a system that and you will be toting the line for the system that everyone else wants to get rid of. And they're going to tell you to stay right there. We got more weight for you to hold on to. Hold on. We want you to carry our burdens, too. You're going to be the burden bearers for the rest of the world. We have to get in front of this. You have to get in front of it individually, collectively with your family, with our community, and with yourself, your family, and our community, and collectively working with and resonating with individuals of like-mindedness, because you're going to need each other so much because of the leverage that you'll be able to do. And if not, you will be the bear, and you will be the brunt bearers of the weight of what's coming down. And the weight of what's coming down is not like anything that's seen before. And you can do, and we could do this with just small measures, continuous small steps. But in right now, we need to start to take giant steps and make some major commitments to it. And we're going to have to do some things that is going to hurt. Lifting weights to get bigger as muscle mass wise is not easy. It's going to be difficult. So here's the article. I was able to get it in to translate it. Unheard of generosity. No, there's no. They did not do this as generosity. Russia will write off Venezuela's debt and go around the world in pursuit of friendly relationships. Our country will turn into a service staff. This is the demise complete of the U.S. And we'll get into this. Probably we'll get into this on Financial Friday because this story is critical. Very, very, very important. All right. So now that I got in it, I can't get out of it. Let me try to get out of it and get back into what's in the news for you all. And if you would like to get in on the conversation at any time today, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. I'm not on the board where I can see you. Just say excuse me and I will go to you. Excuse but once me. I'm on the board, I will definitely see you and go to you if I see you there. So 866-510-9025. Hit **. And if I'm reading an article or in what's in the news, just say excuse me. I will hear that you're there and I will go to you because I don't like to keep the callers waiting.
Okay? Excuse me.
All right. So yes. Was that someone there?
Yes. Greetings, Dave. This is Scotty.
Hey, what's up, Scotty?
Hey, I got a question.
Scotty, what's going on?
Hey, I got a question for the audience.
Yes, sir.
Based off of what you just said about people needing to make big sacrifices. And it's not anything new. It's happened before, but in the context of slavery. Slavery is legal. I'm not talking about the illegal kind. People who listen to this network know about New Abolitionist Radio, the recent abolitionist rally we had in Washington, D.C. So my question would be to guarantee for those that got grandchildren or just children, what would you sacrifice to guarantee that they wouldn't be trapped in slavery at some time in their near future? Well, would you think about this? Many people are asking themselves these questions over slavery going up to the Civil War. Even though, you know what I'm saying? So there were people who had to make those say. They knew it was going to be sacrifices needed to be made. So that's my question. What sacrifice would you make today? Would you be willing to be down with a civil war? This is just a hypothetical. That means all the disruptions that we talk about, all those things could happen and would happen. I mean, it would just picture a battlefield in America. That's why the Civil War was so devastating. It's the only real major war that's been fought on this continent.
Right, Scotty, and that's so true. What are you willing to? What sacrifices are you willing to make at least ensure your overall energy position that your grandchildren will not be enslaved further or get caught up in this in an otherwise fashion that they would have if you did nothing? There's so many things. It's not, and I would add to it, is your grandchildren, it's your children, and it's you as well. And what I want to really do is that I think because of that, I want to bring, one of the things that I do with this show is I try not to tell you as individuals what to do. It's never the premise of my show. I give advice about things. But the premise of Tando Radio Show, for me, when I'm on, is not to tell you what to do. It's to get you to think about what's going on so that you can have a response to do something. Because one of the things that I've learned in this system is taught is that if you really want people to get committed about something, give them information about something and then let them go forward with researching. Let them go forward with finding out some of the things for themselves. Let them go forward, because then what they're doing, they're giving energy to some things. Because if you tell everybody what you're exactly supposed to do, that may not work for them. That may not apply to them. That may not be enough for them, or that may be too much for them. That may be too cold, too hot, too this. And that may make them too dependent, or that may make you too egotistical. It's so many variables that go with it all. My premise is always to bring you what's going on in the world, give you my opinion about it, but let you make your decisions about it. And I firmly believe that what one of the shows that we need to do is we need to have a collective prudence show. A collective prudence show on what individuals around here that you all are willing to give energy to do certain things. And you do certain things with, we don't need to talk about why we're doing this and rambling there. We need to do more working and less talking. And serious commitment. My commitment is so serious that it totally changed my life. It's not anything that I'm not preparing for one or two things. I'm preparing for my children and those that I've yet not named. Way before. And it doesn't require that you have a boatload of cash, or you have this or you have that. What it requires is that you have a boatload of common sense with a bunch of energy behind it. You'll be able to make do with everything. And not only that, if you're beneficial to yourself and beneficial to others, then there comes in that collective prudence where you can do things with people. Don't always come with a problem. Bring solutions, not only for our individual situations and our collective situations, but for others. That's a resource. And the sacrifices that we're going to have to make is we're going to have to stop being damn comfortable. And regardless of who says this, and there's going to be a bunch of different opinions about doing this, but you got to remain focused and get with focused individuals. My day is spent so much of it in certain different areas, but I have to remain focused on just what I need to do. Because what good am I to my overall heirs if my overall energy and momentum is being diverted somewhere else?
Excuse me,
and what
Brother
is
Dave?
My heir? Yeah. 1 second, Jade. I'll be right there. What is my heirs? What are my heirs? My heirs aren't just my overall bloodline. My heirs are you. My heirs are everyone that we resonate with. But see, one of the things is that this system has been so good in is that it teaches us not to ever do anything and build everything because we think it's too hard. We have to have the system already build something, such as the government. Oh, that's easy for us to participate with this. All I got to do is do this and do that. Oh, that's easy. They laid out a plan. See, one of the things is that there's a lot of people that don't want to build the overall inroads to where we need to go, because I'm going to tell you something, that's heavy lifting. So let me go to real quick. I think that was my sister Jada that's there. I can't see the board. Jada, was that you?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Brother Dave? Hey, Brother Scotty.
What's up, everybody? Sister? How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. Just I had a question.
Good to hear your voice. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, good to hear yours, too. I had text you a few days ago. I don't know if you had gotten it. But anyway, if you
with
check
the picture,
there,
yes, I did.
Did you see how much hair is on the brother's head?
Oh,
the
my. I'm going to let you tell it. Go ahead, Jada.
I was like, because it was funny because I was listening to the show and I was like, man, it's been a minute. You know, my house, you know, with these kids, and I was like, I need some vitamins like ASAP because my kids have been coming home and I've been getting sick. So I've been, you know, kind of under the weather for a little while, like off and on. And I'm like, this is crazy. So, you know, I make sure I give my son every day. So Michael gets his vitamins. And I'm like, man, your hair is really, really growing. And I know the first picture I sent you, it was just like little fuzzies, like little, you know, peach fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
But like within weeks, it's like a full head of hair. And I'm like, oh, man. I said, let me just shoot him this picture real quick. And I was like, man, this is awesome. I said, I know. You know, I've just been a little busy and just trying to, like,
no,
catch up with things.
I know you have. I know. Jade, I need you. Give me a call tomorrow, too, because there's some things we need to talk about real quickly. Okay? Okay? Just you and Will, give me a call. But go ahead, sister.
Yeah, so that was basically it. The question, I'm a say something really quickly, and then I have a question. It is so important to get our health in order. My sinuses were so, it just seemed like I couldn't get rid of this sinus infection for at least 3 weeks. I was miserable. Then all of us had caught it, and I'm like, this is terrible. Then I used the colloidal silver, and I put it in my ear, and I actually put it in my sinus, and it cleared up within 2 days. And I was like, wow, this is something that everybody should really have, especially if they suffer from sinus or any type of strep throat and stuff like that, because they're viruses that are going around the schools. The kids get them, they bring them home. Next thing you know, you're sick. And sometimes your kid may not even have it full blown. They'll be a carrier. Like my younger son, he's a carrier, mm-hmm. but he don't actually get sick, and he actually gets everybody else sick. So it's so important to get that colloidal silver. It is on point. And
where did you put it, David? You put it in your ear?
Yeah, I put it in my ear because my ear mm-hmm. had been, you know, because of the infection, had been hitting the back of my ear. So I couldn't get rid of the ear infection. So I started giving the kids, you know, the nasal drops, and their sinuses have cleared up too. So I know you had spoken about it, and my husband had purchased some. So it's very important to have, especially in these times with right now, like Brother Scotty, I know he's getting rain. We're getting rain in Georgia really bad. Long story short, it's so important to get our immune systems up. The question I had for you was about, you said these districts, FEMA 6 and stuff like that. It really kind of hit when you were talking earlier, you know, before you actually got into the show. They have been planning this for a long time and, you know, building things underground and building for concentration camps. Is this what they're actually starting to set up? And this the reason why this is? Because it just doesn't make, you know what I'm saying, back to back like that. These, so it, wow, you know, really kind of hits you when you see Texas, Florida, you know, then it seems like all of the South. So it's crazy. So we really have to put our thinking caps on and really have to have a plan and really take this more seriously than what we're really taking it. because it's they want to put us in concentration camps, and people are act like, oh, FEMA, no, FEMA is not good. You know, if Walmart is even working with FEMA, and they're building all type of, the reason why they were even shutting down Walmart was because they were making all this machine that injects people with microchips and all this type crazy stuff. And it gets really, like, when you do your research and stuff, it's like, wow, this is crazy. Yeah, so they can keep track of everyone. So, yeah, we just have to be more diligent. I appreciate the show. Like I said, I listen all the time, but sometimes I'm just so busy with homework or, you know, trying to write, you know, just
right.
do so much.
Right. Busy with life. It requires a lot of energy.
It does. But, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys so much. Just even...
And we love and appreciate you, Jay.
Well, y'all have a blessed one on TC. Thank you.
For sure, Jada. And then we'll catch you. Give me a call. You and brother VP, give me a call, please, tomorrow.
Definitely. We will chat it up.
Okay, for sure. Now, you know, it's... The FEMA regions, the reason when we first started, well, since I've been on the radio, I've always announced either FEMA Region 9 or FEMA Region 6. And very, very few people ever asked me what that was about. And that was for me, I was doing that as a clue to you all, as a signal as to what is going to be very, very prevalent in the future. You have masses amount of people that have now been displaced and moving all over the place. Some are going to be able to go back home. Some won't. And then so many things. And who's taking over all of these things? We're going to talk about some of that in today's show. It's FEMA. It's going to be very many people are now much more aware of what FEMA region they're in because of the overall situations have now been introduced or induced for you to know that. For you to know that. And that was the reason why it was a heads up that is going to be very prevalent going forward in our daily routines. And I just want you to be able to deal with it from a position of advantage for you and your family and not from one of in a position of deleverage. So very, very important. We'll catch up with it. So check out that. Next article, I got this one from Global Times as well. Belt and Road countries in joint fight against desertification. The continues of the belt. This is, ladies and gentlemen, what this is the old African Silk Roads are being reestablished for the new economy that's going to be based in assets. Very, very important. Very short article that means a lot. Next article, I got this one from Sputnik News, and this goes to what Jada was saying. A piece of the jigsaw puzzle. New theory links depression to immune disorder. If our immune system is down, we get all kinds of sickness. Colds, mental illness, flus, this and that, and especially when our immune systems have been intoxicated or have been filled with all kinds of toxins, and so that causes for our bodies to be completely unbalanced. Next article, this is another important one. It comes from Reuters. China's big money trumps U.S. influence in Cambodia. Let me rephrase this. China's big money trumps, and that key word is money, not cash, ladies and gentlemen, money. China's big money trumps the U.S.'s influence throughout the world is how this really should be read. Next article from Bloomberg. Bloomberg, U.S. waters down the North Korean sanction draft before vote. And North Korea told the U.S., you better not go crazy on these sanctions. And then what did they do? They had to water it down. Why? Because China and Russia wouldn't go for it, nor would North Korea go for it. What does that tell you? The bully has been punked. Check out that article. Continues. It's going to only continue. Next article from Wall Street Journal. I got Equifax company, a customer's complaint continues to pile up. Next article from nothing but Criminal News, which is known as NBC News, the week in pictures from September the 1st to September the 8th. I wanted to put that in for a particular reason for some of the things that we're going to be talking about here. Check out those pictures. Next article from Algeria News. Not this one. Pyongyang warns Washington over U.S. sanction push. In next article, I got this one from Israel Nation News. Did a Saudi prince secretly visit Israel? Huge events unfolding right now. Petrodollar gone. Bye bye. Next article, and this one comes from Charlie Huge Smith Blogspot. And this one, I said, is collapse happened. And it says, on repairing the building, 100,000 plus damaged homes. Check out that one. That may be something that we're definitely going to be a part of today. And my commentary on that is that the collapse has happened. Accomplished. Collapse accomplished. Check out that article. Next article from, I got this one from Newsweek. Planet Nine is not an extra planet hijacked by the sun. So how does it end up lurking at the edge of the solar system? Some people call it Planet Nine. Some people call it Nibiru. Some people call it Planet 10. We've been talking about this since we've been on air. Very, very, very important. And the significance of it all is far more than what you would think. It's a lot of the base of the corruption that we have here. So next article was going to be from Suspicious. It's a YouTube video, Suspicious Observer. We're going to play that real quick, too. Next one, Rise posted this one. Dang on, that thing is crazy ugly. Rise posted this one. More witches casting spells upon President Trump. And Rise said, we discussed this before. It's interesting to see that whites take their infighting to spiritual realm. Notice they using witchcraft, their religious, their real religion. So check out that that article Rise posted there. You got that one from the inside. I had to turn it, man. That thing was process. Next article, Rise got this one from the street. JP Morgan, U.S. banks face $3 billion of loan losses from hurricane from the hurricanes, and the hurricanes haven't stopped. And I'd say it's far more than $3 billion. We are talking about complete. This is the perfect opportunity to call in implausible deniability to say default, collapse. Next, check out that. Next article, Rise posted this one from EcoWatch. The sixth extinction, climate change may be wiped out a third of the world's pesticides. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one. One big frat is what Rise said from Fox, lying like a Fox Business. Chinese bank accused of helping money laundering in Spain. Yep, one big frat, my man Rob, so true. Next article from New York Times. China's currency rebound as economy, as economic optimism returns. Check out that article. Next article, Rob posted this one from USA Today. Or is that cerebrally naive? Oh, it's USA Today. Hurricane Irma's gas shortages could worsen as drivers return to Florida homes. Boy, when it's returning to Florida, whew, there's so much with this. So check out that article. I'm glad, great posting. This is going to be crazy. Next one, Rise posted from MoneyCerebrallyNaiveNetwork.com. And that, and he said, add that to the debt ceiling. Yeah, you're right. We're on the precipice of a disaster. The costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. Tampa Mayor, and it says this was from Cerebrally Naive Network. I mean, we're going to lay out some of these things. It's going to be crazy. So next one, it's a couple of other ones. How much time we got? All right, next one, man, can't pull up. See, guys got this one from, it says the nextweb.com, artificial intelligence, mind reading AI is the newest defense against cyber attack. Check out that article. Rise posted this one. Rise posted this next one. Rise and Jerry going to have a very important show for their show today. Hopefully, Rise, and I think Rise is there. I can't see it in queue. Rise will come in and talk about some of that. You definitely want to see that. Next one, Quantum Internet. Rise posted this one from theintroverse.com. Growing crystals have the quantum internet within reach. Check out that one. Oh, that's nice. I definitely want to check out that one. As well. Great article, Ross. Let me see real quickly. Okay. Mondays, you know, the what's in the news is a little bit longer, but it, to me, it's just prices, what's here, some of the stuff. Next article. And Ross says, y'all see this ish? And it says, this comes from BCC, talking about technology, and says, roll over AI that identifies gay faces. So check out that article. Huh? Okay. Wow. Check that one out, too. Crazy, crazy. Crazy, crazy. Well, I'm going to tell you why, because all they got to do is some of the chemical inducements of it all. It tells everything. Check out that article. Next article says, this one from A Lion Like a Fox, Two Moon Orbits Giant Asteroids That Buzz Earth. Check out that article. Good one, Roz posted there. Next one, Roz posted from Business Insider. Animated map of how Earth will look in 20, 50 million years. How Earth looked in 250 million years. So check out that article. Yep, all tied to anchor to Africa. Next article comes from Rise from Popular Science. Your schedule could be killing you. Man, that's so true. Check out that article. So that's what's in the news for today. And we are going to jump in. First thing I want to do is I want to play a couple of things for the CMEs in the earthquakes, because that's very, very important. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. What I want to do is, first, before you do that, unless you're going to jump in right now, if you have a question or comment that you want to make, what we're going to do is I want to play some very, very important stuff, especially for what's going on in the world with these so many things and these earthquakes. If you're on the West Coast or you're in a seismic area, stand by. Things could definitely get crazy, 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 and I want you to be prepared for it all. So let me just pull this article, this up real quick, and then we'll get into it. But I got a caller that's in queue. Yes, welcome, caller, to Tandor Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, Brother Dave. This is Ross. How you doing?
Man, Roz, I ain't even recognize your voice. What's up, Roz?
Well, I just said, excuse me. Usually I say, can I be heard? So he probably didn't get my voice.
Yeah.
I'm good. I just wanted to comment quick before you get into the video. I wanted to say peace to you first, you Scotty, to Jada, right?
Jada, yes.
Peace to her, and I'm glad that that Michael Emmanuel is healing.
Yes,
I'm glad he's healing. And what she said about colloidal silver, I just wanted to kind of piggyback on that, because you can use it to cure earaches. If you put it in the ear, as well as put a cotton ball soaked in it in the ear, it will definitely cure an earache. It's also it's well known as a cure for MS. It helps a lot of people live normal lives with MS. It also regenerates the teeth, as far as root canals, things of that nature. It's incredible. Silver is something everybody needs to get their hands on. I would say, if to make it even more cost effective, get a silver generator. You can get them on Amazon. It's the whole setup. Like, I pay roughly $70 for mine, and then you get like a TDS kit, which is basically, it measures total dissolved solids in the water. It won't give you an accurate reading on the silver. The accuracy of the reading will come on how long you cook it. So if you get your own generator, it'll pay for itself. But there's also supplements you can get online that work very, very well. So, yes, I just wanted to kind of piggyback with that, because it's just an incredibly potent thing. It's something I use a lot every day, and it's something I would just implore everybody to have, because you can use it in emergencies. You can use it every day for health maintenance, and it'll literally change your life. It worked with my father-in-law before he passed. My mother-in-law uses it, and my whole family swears by it. I mean, it took them a minute. They thought I was crazy at first when I was talking about this stuff, but now they all swear by it. So I just want to put that out there before you go. Great show, and I'll chime in later once we get into the meat of the discussion. All right? So I'm going to mute my line for now.
For sure. Man, for sure, yeah. Colloidal silver, I mean, it's been a part of my life for years, and so important. It actually, in my opinion, it contributed to saving my life from something that was growing on my body. Had no problem with it. Took colloidal silver, used turmeric with it. Boop, gone. Finito. Never even there. So just so many things is the truth. And if you know the history of colloidal silver, which we do teach in our precious metals class, you'll see why it's so effective and why it's so important. So you can't live without silver. You may think you can, but see, a lot of the things that we've been taught were all lies. And until we realize that we've been taught all with all lies, then we'll never have an open mind to the truth, because the truth doesn't need you. The truth will never seek you, will never look for you. It will never send an invitation to you. It stands alone. It stands alone. The key is, will you stand with it? The power of it. So very, very important. So all right, let me jump into this real quick. Very important about another CME is, I mean, another flare has happened, and CME has happened over the past. It was yesterday that happened. So check this out. I want to hear this. I want you to hear this. Here we go. Once, real quick. Uh-oh. One sec. Let me just reset this up, and then we will hear this. And this is by Dutch Sense on YouTube. Definitely would suggest that you do him, and we're going to play one more after Dutch. Here we go.
Hello, hello, everybody. It is 5:52 p.m. Central Time on the 10th of September, 2017. It is Sunday, going into Monday internationally. And I'm jumping on here onto the Earthquake 3D live stream, in case you don't know where you're at, to talk about earthquakes that have struck since last night. Now, we issued some warnings for specific areas, and several of those areas have been struck today already. And we need to talk about a few earthquakes that struck over in Europe, also up south of Iceland, in the United States, also in the West Pacific. We can really pick our location. There's several to have struck. Let's talk about what happened over here in Japan. Japan has been hit twice in the past several hours today, mid-range to upper five, striking south of Hokkaido on the north coast of Honshu, and 4.6 striking more close to Tokyo, and that could go as high as five as well. Down to the south, 5.0 activity right next to Guam. So we have five activity to the north, five activity at the center, and our earthquakes from last night are still showing right here to the south. Going down towards New Zealand, still swarming out across the island, still regular activity as expected, and we're expecting that to go up to 4.0 at the center part of the island. Up in Alaska, we've got some reports of a 6.7 earthquake reported by the Bahrain Agency. Interesting. Well, with a 6.7 earthquake reported up there, we do have to keep watch downstream. And Montana has already been excited today, which lends credence to something going on up here in Canada, since we have new pressure coming down the coast. Now, yesterday we talked about the swarm off the coast of Oregon. Today, a swarm has re-increased back in Idaho, back at the volcanoes there, right next to Sulphur Peak. You may remember we issued a warning for Colorado. We talked about Colorado in last night's update. Today, a new 4.03.8, a larger earthquake to strike for that area, struck at the fracking operations in South Colorado. Check it off the list if you're keeping track of areas that we named for movement to occur. All the way over here in Europe, we had new activity strike all the way across Italy. Multiple 4.0 earthquakes going up above 4. Then they did the magical downgrade to get them all to 3.8, 3.9. Interesting, isn't that? Anyways, shaking felt across the whole country, central, north, and south. The reason that shaking was felt all across the country is because it wasn't 3.9 activity, guys. We were looking for up to 5, and up to 5 is what shows on many of the charts. They did the magical downgrade again. Full one magnitude downgrade on each earthquake. Well, they can downgrade it all they want. There's the activity we are looking for. North and central, both in the 4.0 range, even with their crazy downgrades. Also, to prove that it was larger activity, just to have, you know, singular proof that this was larger than 3.0 and we know it, look what struck after that up here on the North Mid-Atlantic Ridge, south of Iceland, a new 6.0 earthquake, or 5.9. So these were more like fives or somewhere in the five range. and then we got a 6 striking back out at the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. So that's pressure transferring across regions, whole regions at the same time over the course of hours and ever since last night. Take a look at the United States. See how the earthquakes kind of make a curling motion from the northwest down across the Midwest and back up into Illinois? Well, these three sets of earthquakes right here, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Illinois, let me highlight them, Colorado in blue, Oklahoma in blue, and Illinois in blue. All three of those are fracking operations, oil and drilling pumping operations, including the one over in Illinois. I've already showed all the wells at the locations within just a few hundred feet of the earthquake epicenter. So these three sets are, again, at man-made pumping operations. Then you get up here, and we're at volcanoes. Multiple volcanoes next to Sulphur Peak and Soda Springs. And then you get up into Montana, and you're on the north tip of the Yellowstone Supervolcano Magma Chamber. Even though the park is right here, 11 Grand Canyons in size, the magma chamber extends down many kilometers down into the crust, and the north tip of that is under pressure now. So that's all happened since last night, and that's not counting the smaller earthquakes that have occurred. So and Hawaii was also hit, but again, that's normal. That's at Lauihi, the offshore volcano there. I would encourage you guys to pay attention to what's going on. We just had another X-class flare, this one on the western limb of the sun, or the right-hand side of the sun, whichever way you want to talk about it. The right-hand side of the sun is the western limb. It's flip-flopped. Anyways, we're watching for new activity. This reminds me of 2011 almost, when the X-class flare happened on the right-hand side or western limb of the sun going around the tip. I don't know. We have multiple X-class flares going on, and we have new large earthquakes that happened. The only good news is in the last day, do you notice anything? There aren't any earthquakes sticking high up off the globe very far, which means that there are no deep earthquakes to be reported of any noteworthy depth in the last 24 hours. That's probably going to change here pretty quick with the new X-class flare that's just popped up. I'll be on tonight at 10 p.m., and I certainly will be on throughout the day if anything else goes.
Okay. That was my man Dutch Sense on YouTube, who does a great – I would definitely suggest that you subscribe to him. Does great, great work with the earthquakes and Suspicious Observer as well as BP. I forgot BP's. I'll get that for you a little bit later. So, listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of a commercial break, there's one more video about the X-flare that happened. Need to know and be prepared, because this definitely is putting pressure on the earth and the seismic zones, and that's all that's needed. It's the perfect opportunity for plausible deniability to have things go completely haywire, and they are going to do just that. But what is going to be the triggers, I don't know. I don't care. We prepare. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. 2016. Got it ready for the break? Okay, dude.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Wouldn't it be crazy?
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and we will see you in queue. I'm actually off the board right now, so if you come in, just say, excuse me, I will hear you and bring you up. I want to play another video real quick about the X player that happened. That was the seismic activity from my man, Dutch Scent. And this one is going to be coming from Suspicious Observer, who I would definitely suggest that you all pick up a subscription on YouTube. The work is just phenomenal, what these guys do in their overall fields of passion. And I don't know what their overall professional, but they definitely are well-versed in these things. And they call it way before it happens. And so that's why I really do appreciate them. So here we go. Let's listen to this real quick. It's about 7 minutes, and we're going to jump into today's show. Very, very important show. Here we go.
Folks, if you didn't see last night's video detailing the solar kill shot eruption that came off the departing sunspot, we are playing it here now. Skip ahead 3 minutes if you already saw it and don't need or want the recap. The Earth just got lucky. In 2017, the sun was on its way down in its cycle of activity, but a sunspot that had many questioning that downward trend has now unleashed a planet killer here at Earth. Satellites in orbit detected an X8.2 solar flare, but the sunspot had already turned over the limb out of view. We saw the elevated after effects of the primary eruption, which must have topped out well over X10 or perhaps X20 or more. Analysis of the CME shockwave cloud bolsters this guess. The powerful X-ray energy electromagnetically blasted out particles in the corona, the solar atmosphere, including a moon's worth of material in the large looping umbral magnetic fields above the sunspot, which are entirely blown out by the solar flare. The eruption sent a shockwave through the corona that reached the Earth-facing half of the sun, rippling back all the way to center disk in the southern hemisphere. From space-based coronagraphs blocking out central solar glare, here we can see the enormity of the eruption. The static you see hitting the frame is
gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something global activists say the US wants to avoid.
Malcolm, what is your purpose here?
Well, 2 million of us have been told that we are the victims of a problem. It's a human problem.
Not a man. What do you hope for from this conference?
And world opinion upon the United States take some meaningful efforts to solve our violating our human rights.
And what
aesthetic reaction and an understanding reaction? Many of them have been misinformed by the American government, but I've impressed upon them that our...
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Maybe it's not. Why? Because they just told us about the overall, what, you know, Yellowstone is. That doesn't make it true, because think about it. What if Yellowstone is nowhere near as bad as it is? And then it goes, and then what will some people do? Some people will say, I'm just going to end my life. Oh, man, that's such a, you know, it's just the lies become so disruptive. But Yellowstone, we have earthquakes, and we listen to some of the things, the earthquakes that's going on throughout the country, from Illinois to Oklahoma to the northern Pacific region, and then the Ring of Fire, which goes from Alaska down to Chile, back around to back to Alaska. It's a ring. It's a disruptive ring of fire. Then you had a major 8.2 in Mexico. Now, could this have been man-created? Of course it could have. These instruments and these devices that they're saying, look at the CME on, who are they brought to you by? The same individuals that brought you all the other lies. Anytime NASA speaks, I know one thing. It's never a straight answer. That's what I call NASA. Never a straight answer. They lie, they lie, they lie. Know where they originally came from, and where their origination is where their still overall direction is. It's a cult. And in their cult, their overall agenda is to subjugate and to keep you in place and to steal your energy. They propagandize so many lies. It's a military organization that follows a cult and ritual of what? Population control and controlling of the people. This is why any so-called never straight answer, aka NASA astronaut, needs to be a military individual, because they're waging a war against you. Then we have Hurricane Irma. And who knows what Jose is going to do and what the other hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico, Katie's going to do. Then we had two CMEs, one a major 10 at 10, and then this new one. And this is while the sun is in solar minimum. So some things may not add up, but I do know this. The truth of the matter is that the setup is real. And the overall cause and effect, I know there's a caller that's there. 1 second, caller. I'll go right to you. Let me just finish this. I think there was a caller. Yeah, let me just give me 1 second, caller. That's my man Jerry. I'll go right to you, Jerry. Hold on 1 second. And the overall cause and effect of these things
are going to have crazy, crazy effects. The overall supply lines have been severed. Could this be weather wars? Absolutely. And the weather wars doesn't mean that one country is attacking you. What it could mean is that your overall so-called quote-unquote government is using their technology against their overall areas of responsibility. You ready? Their FEMA region. We're in FEMA region number 6. But there's also a FEMA region known as the United States. There's also a FEMA region known as France, a FEMA region known as Italy, a FEMA region known as Spain, a FEMA region known as China, Japan, Russia, so on and so forth. These are FEMA regions that have been lined out to control those individuals that happen to live there, that happen to be have the opportunity to be exposed to the real money that's there, the natural resources that are assets. So it's ancestral control. It's the control of the natural and the human assets. Have you ever listened to the military talk? We need to put our assets on the ground, meaning using the energy force to serve our purpose. So we have these different events that are unfolding, and what do they really, really mean? It means that the collapse has been accomplished, and now it's going to have a quickening of a pace that you need to be prepared for. I want to go over some of that, but I don't want to keep my man Jerry waiting, so I'm going to go to Jerry and then finish it up from here. Go ahead, Jerry. What's going on, brother?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, got you loud and clear there, Jerry.
Okay. Greetings to you, Scott, and all of the callers. Hey, Scott had put me in the other day, man. I'm so ecstatic about how he has helped me today. Man, greetings to Scotty. Double time on that. I was in the military myself, and when I first come across you and we was talking about these assets, that was the first thing that come to my mind, what I used to hear about the assets being put on the ground, assets making their way, what have you.
Right.
From a military standpoint, I understood that meant people, boots on the ground, people that were subjugated to not necessarily making it back home. But that was a choice that all of us have. This is not the draft. That was a choice that we had all made. I was just putting in particular circumstances where I didn't have to be in harm's way the way that they had to be. But that's the way that I used to look at it. Once I started analyzing it, come across people like you and several other people that I will not name, I started understanding why those assets were of such great importance. Not necessarily because they could do something for us, but because they could stand alone without anybody's help. That's why those assets were so valuable. That's what I started to understand as I started understanding what the word asset meant. So that's just to add on to your point. Some of the things that I wanted to get at, you was talking about Hurricane Irma. My grandmother who passed, her name was Irma. She was a mean woman, but she was fair. A brown-skinned, short woman with a short fuse and didn't have no time for any intolerance. That's what she was. And I see the same thing in this storm, but what I don't see is the natural occurrence of her. For those of you that's listening who have seen what happened to the Bahamas, for miles and miles, the ocean water has disappeared. It was taken away with Irma when it passed through. These are not natural occurrences. Now, I bring this up, and I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but I try to share this information to where you could go and go look at these things for yourself.
Yeah, we posted it yesterday.
Oh, did you? Okay, yeah, because I've been kind of busy, so I haven't been able to be on
I know the feeling.
BTR or a few other things, but these things are not natural whatsoever. You know, there's a lot of people that's giving us this information, black, white, Asian, and whatever denomination you would care to take advice from. All of these people are sharing the same information, and I like the fact that you said that it's not just one country that's doing this, and it's not happening in one particular place, because in all of the islands on the east, there are several tsunamis, hurricanes, things of that nature, whether we're talking about the south coast of Africa, Japan, Thailand, any of these oriental countries, they are being hit with a lot more veracity than we are. And nobody's given a time of day to speak about what's happening with these people. I mean, we lose over here between Hurricane Irma and Harvey. I think I want to say, and I'm overshoot this number, but I'm gonna just throw 30 out there. The number 30. We lost like 30 people between two hurricanes. They lost 1,200 in one hurricane. And the hurricane was nowhere as big as the one that we have faced between these two, either one of them. And they've lost 1,200 people. Nobody's speaking about that, at least on our side of the world and in our news. So these things are happening. And I say that they're being manufactured. The reason I say that is because they're making landfall, they're moving back to the ocean, and then they're making landfall all over again. Forgive me of that noise. One of my children
come
down. But all of this stuff is happening, and I share this with my children also so they can see, because it's something that I want them. The same reason I started to wanted to do the radio show that we're doing in the first place is because I wanted somebody, I felt like somebody should have showed me this stuff long before I got into my mid-20s, early-30s. And it's crazy. What I was calling in for is I wanted to ask you, with all of this stuff that's going on, for those of us who don't pay attention to the news, Donald Trump has not mentioned any of this stuff, including the stuff that's going on in the United States. Well, what we do know is that he still hasn't divested from his companies. His two older sons are taking advantage of the company, but he is still well, very, very well connected with that company. Hey, stop. Sorry about that. With that being said, all of this destruction that's going on through the Houston area, all up the side of Texas, the Gulf Coast of Texas, and all up through Miami and the rest of the Florida area, how much money do you think he's going to make delegating work out to some of his friends to rebuild these places?
Right. Right, Jerry. Yeah,
with
I mean,
that
because
being said, I'm gonna mute myself because I have a little bit of interference with my children, so I'm gonna just mute myself real quick and I'm gonna just
great. I mean, it's a great point. I don't think it's a coincidence that you have. It's a fact that you have a individual celebrity figurehead CEO of the Corporation of the United States that was in the properties majorly. And there's a bunch of properties that have been damaged. Huge. And inside of Tando Radio, let me just give you a perspective of how big this is. I posted inside of Tando Radio Show let me make this point like Jerry was making there. What does this really look at? This comes from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, the one that's downtown. And this was on September the 5th of this year. And it says, Federal Bank of Dallas, short-term job growth. I posted it there. You can see it from here. Short-term job growth impact of Hurricane Harvey on the Gulf Coast in Texas. And this is out of the Federal Bank of Dallas, the San Antonio branch, on 9/5/17. Here it goes. Listen to this. Gulf Coast is a large and economically is large and economically important. We define the Gulf Coast as metro areas of Houston, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Corpus Christi, which is the body of Christ, and Victoria. This region has 7.7 million people, 3.4 million jobs, and produces 556 billion in GDP. This area alone accounts for 3.1% of U.S. output, which is 28.2% of Texas jobs and 34% of Texas, nearly half of Texas output. Houston is by far the biggest part of the region, representing 88% of the region's jobs and 91% of the region output. This region tends to get hit with the same this region tends to get hit with the same large weather events. And it went through the overall different storms that have happened. But here's, and this is so important, we're going to pick this up back again on Financial Friday. But just from this storm alone, let me give you the importance of this here. By it having 56, just the Gulf Coast region having 556 billion, a half a trillion dollars, and it's coming out of the Gulf Coast, which is mainly Houston. Now that alone, that overall economy is bigger than Sweden and New Jersey. Sweden and New Jersey, just that area. And when Hurricane Katrina went through, they expected, from just the government aid and everything that was put out, it was roughly about $137 billion in aid that was given to Katrina in that overall event. This is going to blow past that. That's just Harvey. Harvey itself is going to blow past that by multiples of I don't know what. Could it be three times that of Katrina at $136 billion? Yes. Could it be four times? Yes. And right now, with that, the overall could run into the trillions of dollars. Here's why. That area homes, so many of those homes are literally destroyed completely. Just the homes alone, let alone the infrastructure, let alone the jobs, let everything, this can turn into a complete economic nightmare. Well, I won't say that it could. It will. And then you have, on top of that, but before we go to that, real quickly, Black Rose has sent me, and yesterday my phone went out, and I need to really quickly, Black Rose has sent me something as regard to assistance And so let me pull it up here. I wanted to do it here real quickly. Let me pull this up. Here it is. Okay. Black Rose says, there is a fundraiser I set up to help the people here who are suffering. We are also organizing community first responders in preparation for the future weather catastrophes. This is something that I wanted to do with Real Deal Preppers for the longest. You got to get ahead of this, and this is because I knew these things were going to be happening. Please donate what you can and or share with others in advance.
Hey, Dave.
And yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, excuse me. That fundraiser is posted on blacktalkradionetwork.com. They'll see the icon on the right-hand side with the other fundraisers, including the one for that Houston Black Church that's been helping in that community for decades. And so I just want to reiterate, because, I mean, the Red Cross is actually a part of USA Inc. I didn't know this, but they're supposed to be audited by Congress and what have you. They have oversight over the Red Cross. A lot of people don't know this, but you know, they never give a good accounting for these so-called billions. And why does it cost so much? It's not like they build it bigger and better than it was the last time, and some stuff never gets rebuilt.
Right.
So how do you justify these costs? But in the context of long-term planning, and I said this before, if you know these certain areas historically has nothing to do with weather control or anything like that, not to discount what may be occurring now, but some areas are historically prone to hurricanes. Why would you lay down roots right there?
To flooding.
Why would you go down? Why would you keep going through this every year or live under the fear of this happening every year? So long-term preparation, I would say, would be to move out of coastal areas in a way you may think, well, it's hard for people to pick up roots and well, you know what? You could lose your life and you know, in one of these instances. People do lose their lives, matter-of-factly. But I would be long-term planning by moving inland and finding me some tax lien property or something, you know, if you don't have a whole lot of money. And just, I mean, that's the preparation right there, is get out of these coastal areas that's projected to be flooded out in 20, 30 years anyway, but are definitely suffering every year from flooding. And just, you know, I can deal with trees falling down and knocking out power lines. I can go without power. But when you're flooded, you know, oh, man, you have nowhere to go but to leave, you know? So why even put down
water,
roots
water
somewhere?
Everywhere. It's,
yeah.
Exactly. And see, the third, it's supposed to be flooded out. I mean, completely gone flooded out 30 years is why. This is how you get to there. The overall topography of Texas could totally be redefined now. And this is why you don't put yourselves in harm's way. Move inland. Move away from that stuff, because no matter what infrastructure they put up right now, it won't be enough. Have you ever seen the ocean? It's a whole lot. It's more ocean on this land than there is. They can't build a wall for it. Can't be built. My man Roz. Yeah, go ahead, Roz.
Peace. I'm sorry for interjecting on what's
no, you good, brother.
Yeah, what Scotty was saying was interesting and very true. Also, I'm glad that Black Rose is making those moves to set up this grassroots network, because that's something we should be doing across the country. That should be something that we should take a page out of her book and start trying to facilitate these types of groups ourselves in case things happen, because things are going to be happening in places where historically they haven't happened either. That's just the way things are going. And the interesting part about what Scotty was saying was this just brings me back to when Katrina happened. They had a
Hold on, don't, because I don't want this to be. We got to go to this commercial break. Hold on,
okay.
Hold on
okay.
to what you're saying. Hold on, to what
I'm
you're saying.
Listen,
everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, everyone. Got to get ready to go to our last commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. In the interest of time, I want to go right back because we took the commercial break a little late. Sorry about that. I missed it. So go ahead, Roz, and then we're going to jump back into it. Okay. Before we get out of here. Go ahead, Roz. Finish what you were saying. Don't be rushed. Right. You're good to go.
Okay, thank you. No problem. I was saying they had a couple of documentaries when Katrina hit that dealt with the destruction of the wetlands and the fact that the wetlands naturally created a buffer that prevented a lot of those storms historically from going into those areas. And it was because, you know, the people who dominate us want to create their shorefront properties, that they destroyed this land. And that is what is causing these storms to make landfall in all of these record numbers. If they would have left the wetlands alone, which is what the indigenous people did, they left them on purpose because they understood, because they were in tune with nature, that that was a protective mechanism that the Creator put in place to prevent the rest of the land from being inundated with water. And that is really the origin of all of this. If they would have left the wetlands alone, and in some areas, from what I understand, they're trying to actually facilitate regrowing the wetlands for that reason, to facilitate that buffer, now that the people who dominate us understand the intelligence of our ancestors by not building houses on the wetlands and in those areas that would be flooded like that. Also, Jerry and I were talking earlier today because I was listening to another radio program where a woman had called in, and weirdly enough, it was a show that I used to actually do shows on the network, and she had said something that he reminded me that he had actually said a very long time ago, and this was about Trump. Ultimately, Trump, when he was stumping to become president across the country, he kept talking about the rebuilding of the infrastructure, how terrible the infrastructure is, which we know most of the country is, the infrastructure is like 100, 150, 200 years old. So everything needs to be rebuilt from the ground up, especially when you compare America with other countries. And what she said, which was basically a repeat of what he said, but she never gave him credit for it, was the fact that these storms are destroying the infrastructure to create the jobs that he was talking about. So all of this, and then again, this ties into him being a building magnet. He owns buildings all around the world. That's what he does. So ultimately, it ties back into, again, him and his cronies making billions of dollars off of the rebuilding of these areas, and then the infrastructure will be built by the people who didn't have jobs. Now they're going to have tons of jobs because there's tons of land destroyed to start building these buildings for these rich people. And even in, from what I understand, he even has his hands in the rebuilding of Katrina. So he has buildings that he's going to be erecting in that area where a lot of the black people who are displaced will never be able to get back to their ancestral lands that they own for generations. So that was something I wanted to also talk about. And then the third thing, I don't know if you saw this, but I posted this on BTR. I think it was before the thread for Tando today was posted, but it was discussing that with the climate change that has been facilitated by these people, and I put that in quotes, that they have now created a mass extinction of one-third of the world's parasites. They said one-third of the parasites on the planet have had a mass die-off, and it's going to get worse.
You posted it in our... Yeah, that's huge.
Now, think about this. If they're dying off, what kind of parasites are going to replace them? They're going to be the type that are unkillable. And I don't know if you heard this. This ties back into what Jada was talking about, with children going to school. I've been telling my son about that. He's been a stickler about putting the colloidal silver in his diffuser because he's around people that come in and out and they can be sick. So he has it running 24/7 when he's there with essential oils in it as well. But ultimately, there's a strain of pneumonia that's going around that is unkillable. They said none of the high-end antibiotics that the United States government has stashed for the purpose of killing superbugs are able to kill it. This just came out like a few days ago, if not last week. So, again, this ties into just the whole idea of trying to be healthy. Get on that colloidal silver. Get it in your system. Oil of oregano, get it in your system. There's just so many things we need to do to take care of ourselves so that if we do come in contact with these bugs, that we're killing them on contact or able to get rid of it before it creates a situation that's dire for us. So, again, just think about that. One-third of the world's parasites, mass die-off. Whenever that happens, whatever animal that the parasite replaces those are going to be much harder to kill than the ones that died off with this this so-called climate change. Thank you, and I'll mute my line.
Great points, Razi. I saw that article, and the significance of that is so great. Whenever you change the ecosystem, there's something that's always going to be there to replace it. And what is it going to do? Don't know. The wetlands have definitely been strategically destroyed in order to move people off of their land, so that, because look at where a lot of the wetlands are. Pretty much where the wetlands are is where the assets settle, like a comb. Where the assets settle. And so that is, you know, that's because one of the things is that when we as individuals and as family and as a community don't know the importance of certain things, then we ignore what is important, and we start to give energy to faddish, superficial things that are irrelevant and non-essential. And then what does that mean? If you continue to indulge yourself in non-essential, unrelevant things, then it's not long before you eat it. It consumes, it actually filters through your body. You discard it, you eat it again, and then another part, it gets into your overall system of who you are so much until you become irrelevant, non-essential. And this is what happens to us, and I use that eating as an example, because everything you eat, your body takes something out of it that it needs, and then the waste it gets rid of. If you continue to consume synthetic organisms, synthetic things, your body will become synthetically dependent, and it will run in a synthetic way. This is where new diseases, there's a new parasite that you got rid of, and you're creating a new one. And so that's, we already know where that comes from. This is where a lot of our overall artisticness and stuff that was never around before just all of a sudden pops up. So very, very important. Very, very important. Yeah.
One last thing that you just made me think of with what you were talking about. Another great use for colloidal silver that I actually discovered is that it also gets rid of roaches. It's something that I found online, and I saw a lot of testimonials about this, because you're dealing with a storm cleanup. You're going to have infusions of roaches trying to find places to go. Now, what it is that I read was that roaches have a genetic relationship with over 50 pathogens that are deadly to humans or dangerous to humans in some form or fashion. So they carry these pathogens, and when they live amongst us, they deposit it in their eggs, their droppings, and then they have scent markings that they leave trails where they can get back home when they're foraging for food. Now, what the colloidal silver does is it kills every one of those pathogens that it has that genetic relationship with. So they found that in over 88% of the cases, when people have roach problems and they spray the areas that roaches congregate with colloidal silver, they disappear. It is like, it's like Raid, but in a different way.
They're a parasite.
Natural. Exactly. So those pathogens, if those pathogens die, the roach will die as well. So in order to save its own life, it cannot stay in an environment where silver is present. So if you spray your walls, you spray whatever areas you find them, you will find that they don't come back. So I just wanted to put that out there, especially with the storm situation. People are going to be dealing
right
with those kinds
with
of things.
With the water, exactly, because the overall rodent and pest situation is going to be, and you know the overall diseases that go along with that, from asthma and everything else. And so why this is so true is that, you know, what they say is that, you know, you want it to keep roaches out, you use bleach and everything else. And the reason why is what Roz just said, is because you want to disinfect. They can't live, they have to live with those. There's nothing more powerful as a disinfectant than silver. Cholera.
Yes, and for mice. Oh, I was gonna say
cholera.
For mice too, when you're done.
Yeah. You use colloidal silver, bay leaves, and mint. Those things are gone. They can't. They're going to go somewhere else. Particularly silver, because silver is like a nuclear bomb. It's antimicrobial, antibacterial, antifungal.
and it kills all of those things. For every disease that man has created in the laboratory, silver kills naturally. Naturally. It's because it's the sun. It shorts it out. So they are going to definitely leave because they need those. And not only that, they carry it within their body. And what is the colloidal silver going to do? Immediately attack it. So very, very true. And these are the things that we all should be having, and this is all natural things. Before we get out of here. Go ahead, Ross.
I was going to say, also, you want to use, if you have incense, that's going to be essential. Certain incense, like dragon's blood, frankincense, myrrh, these are also purifying incense. Smudge wands purify the air, so it'll help keep the air clean. Also, you can, to get rid of mice, if you see rodents around, you can get something called diametiseous earth. And it's a special type of earth that you can infuse with water and put essential oils. You can use eucalyptus, citradora, peppermint, spearmint, and I also use cayenne pepper. You put it in there, mix it in it, and you make like a paste out of it. Put it in a plastic container wherever you see mice. It basically is like a bomb. Basically, like that scent is like tear gas to them. They run from that scent. So anywhere you see mice coming in, you patch up the holes and you put some diametiseous earth, and then you just make sure that you add water to it every few days, and usually every couple of weeks you put one or two drops of essential oil to replenish the strength of the scent of the oil, and it'll keep them from coming back. Also, you can spray those things. You can put the colloidal silver in a spray bottle. You can also put peppermint and spearmint. Ants and other insects cannot stand it. It works like tear gas to get rid of them too. If you spray that around your perimeters of your home, if you see an ant infestation after the storm, any sort of bugs, it'll help to get rid of them. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you, and I'll mute my line. Great program, Dave.
For sure. All those are absolutely met. Spot on, as always. These are the things that you got to get before, because once you have them, and I would say this is the practice that I always use. I have some that I store and then some that I use. Whenever I get halfway through on something, and sometimes I get mad at people in the family that use stuff up and don't replace it. I do it too sometimes. But if you have one, you have none. You have two, you have one, because of this. When you use this stuff, try to use it as effectively as you can, because what you want to do is if you ever need it, you may not be able to get it again. Very, very, very important that you have your storage and then some that you use continuously daily. And the stuff absolutely, absolutely works. So we need to know that. But just before we get out of here, let me just say this really quickly. Let me give you this collapse real quick, and then we're going to come in later this week with part two. We'll probably have part two tomorrow. This storm, just Harvey alone, is probably going to go into the $1 trillion. Then Irma, and whatever Irma does, and Irma's not going to be as destructive as Harvey, so you think, because you got to remember something. Houston and those areas, Corpus Christi, Beaumont, Victoria, those were the areas that was hit. There's a significant part of Florida, the Keys, and Georgia and everything else are going to be affected by Irma. The whole state will, in some form, in some fashion. And then what's going to happen is, here we go again, that is going to have a price. Where that price is going to be, who knows? You see the picture that's being painted? The picture that's being painted is that the collapse has already happened. We had the collapse beforehand. Then you still got the geopolitical things that's going on. You got the earthquakes that's getting ready to happen. It's mighty funny that the earthquake happened in Mexico. Who's mad at Mexico? All right, I know who. All right, so all of these things are starting to come up, and then you got another storms, and we're just in the halfway point of the hurricane season. What happens if Jose turns and it takes a turn towards New York City or some other port, or takes the other side of Florida,
Dave,
and hit it again?
Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I know you're going to shut out, but you just mentioned who mad at Mexico. Who mad at Texas? Remember, Texas wants their money back from the United States government. They were getting ready to secede from the Union. And then the biggest economic place that they have in the state gets hit. I just wanted to add that in there real quick.
Jerry, I'm glad you did, because you're absolutely right. Remember, this is what I think. I think that as we go through the severed ties or the untied states of America, Texas before this was cool because they had what? They had the oil reserves. They had Houston. They had Dallas. They had the oil that's you know, industries that's there. They had resources. They had assets. They repatriated their gold from the Federal Reserve, and so they were sitting pretty. But now, what's going to happen? I see this, because sabotage be in the wind. So now you can't leave Florida. Asset, now you can't leave California. They've been talking about succeeding. Watch what happened in California. One big earthquake, now you can't leave Utah, Colorado. You get hit with earthquakes, now you can't leave. Man, all's fair when they say go on a war. All's fair. So this is going to have major, major economic ramifications. Then the other storms that come in. Then you have, more importantly, the rest of the world is going to be doing business. And the overall pretense of that business of the rest of the world to do business is that they are going, there is going to be a standing rule that the United States is restricted. That is unsustainable. This is where we are, folks. And we have to be preparing. Don't just because the storm is over, you need to be preparing. We need to, please, go to on Black Talk Radio Network where Black Rose posted it there. Go with that. I'm going to actually try to get with all of you to help out. I'm going to go down to Houston, and I'll probably record a show live from there, and then we can see what we can do. But also in doing that, we should and we will do that. But also, we got to remember, we need to be coming together. Don't say I follow this person, I follow that person. Leave that. Get that. For those individuals, I won't say that, because if you're that type of person, I want you to continue to do that and stay where you are. But for those of you that don't do those things, you see the importance of these things. It's not me that's important. It's you that's important. It's us that's important. We should be centralizing and coming together and positioning ourselves to withstand this, because we need everyone where they are. We need Jerry in Tennessee. We need Roz up in New York. We need me in Texas. We need Scotty in the Carolinas. We need here, we need there, we need you everywhere. We need Jada and the VP down in Georgia. We need the brother and sister Davis traversing the country, seeing what's up and scouring things out. We need L.A. Ramon in Colorado. We need you where you are. But where you are, you also need to be centralized with some people that you can do business with. Disregard what we've been taught in dividing ourselves. When we were children, before there was the manners, we were able to build out of pure necessity to, I want you to succeed, because if you do well, I do well, we do well. You do well, I do well, we do well. That's what it is. And if you have excuses for things, that's going to be your excuse. The key is, we're not going to be able to stop what's coming, but we can position ourselves so that we will have the choices that we want to execute our response with. That is the most important thing. Listen, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. For those of you that are in Trade Coin Club, give right at 7:15, we'll do the make sure that you're on the conference call. We'll do that then. And it's never goodbye. We'll finish this because there's a lot that's to this. There's a whole lot to it. We need to get this out. Give us we'll give us a little time to do that. But listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out.
And remember, hey, also, Dave, I'm sorry.
Make sure to get one out. Yeah, hold on. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Melanated Roots coming up at top of the hour as well on Black Talk Radio.
Thank you for reminding me.
All right. No problem.
Thank you, brother. Melanated Roots is coming on right after. So stand by for that. And then we will see you all a little bit later. Brother Braggs, everyone, it's up to you what you're going to do. Brother Braggs, if you would, chime us out. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.